Howdy and welcome to the 10-week Bible study. This is week 8, day 2 of our study of Ephesians and Philippians. I'm your host, Darren Hibbs, and today we're talking about Philippians 2, 5-11. Welcome back to the 10-week Bible study. I'm your host, Darren Hibbs, and let's jump right in today. Let's pray before we start. Lord, would you open our eyes and our ears to hear what your word has to say to us, God? Speak to us. Flood us with the knowledge of you today, God. Fascinate us with who you are. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. With that, let's jump into God's word. I'll be reading today from the NIV. This is Philippians chapter 2, starting in verse 5. In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Paul is continuing what he was saying in our discussion, our reading yesterday, where he's talking about, hey, love one another and put away selfish ambition, but take on humility. He's saying, this is what Jesus did. Jesus could have had selfish ambition. He could have had all of these things, but he didn't do that. He actually took on humility for our sake. He humbled himself. He was God. He created everything, yet he took on the very nature of flesh, of humanity. Saying Jesus could have used the fact that he was God to his own advantage. In every conversation with Pharisees, with people who came against him, he could have been like, I'm God, you die now. Boom. And it would have happened. Paul is saying he did not use any of that. I mean, think about that. Every time a Pharisee had a snarky remark or even a snarky thought, he could have been smite, smite, smite. He could have done that. He has that ability. And he didn't. Think about that. He humbled himself. The one that created every single one of those snarky comments, he created every single one of those people. And he chose to humble himself and to elevate the people above him who did not deserve it. Jesus was obedient to that humility, even to the cross. At no point did Jesus have to do that. Even when he had it on his back, dragging it to Golgotha, he could have been like, the heck with this. All of you die right now. And his word would have made it happen. He was obedient in humility, even to the death on the cross, humbling himself beneath those who chose to put him to death. That's our example. Very often, it's common in church situations, and I think it's partly because of our free market mentality in the West, is that we want to strive, we want to work, we want to have ambition to accomplish things and to do things. And that's not a bad thing. I mean, stuff happens, stuff gets done because that's who we are. That's within us as people, that ambition, that drive, that's not necessarily a bad thing. But very often within the church, we take on that worldly aspect and we superimpose it into the church, when Paul is saying, hey, actually within the church, we should go the other direction just like Jesus did. We should actually humble ourselves. We should be servants. And very often in the Western church, we see just the opposite. We see people being called to serve the church, being called to serve leaders, and being called to serve these things, as opposed to actually humbling ourselves and serving one another. We read in Ephesians where Paul said, submit yourselves one to another. That necessitates this kind of humility. And that kind of humility is uncomfortable. Because we will always, always have to humble ourselves and exalt other people that we think don't deserve it. Jesus most definitely humbled himself below people who did not deserve it. In fact, he humbled himself below only people who did not deserve it. There was no one who deserved Jesus to humble himself beneath them, but he did it. And so we will always find, I mean, there's some people that we like and we think of their high character and high quality. We don't mind humbling ourselves below them. But most people that we would be called to humble ourselves beneath, we don't believe that they deserve it. And that's where the tension comes in. Can we actually take on the nature of a servant? Can we actually make ourselves nothing beneath them to exalt Jesus in our midst? That's the challenge. That's the struggle with walking out the Christian life. We often know what we should do. Paul's giving it to us very clearly, but actually humbling ourselves beneath those people is like, oh, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that. Lord, ask me to do something else, but I'm not going to do that. That hurts. It's hard because very often we know that they don't deserve it. But again, our example is the man who knew that we didn't deserve it and he did it anyway. That's the challenge, is we are being asked to put our fleshly nature, our human nature, we are asked to go to war with it and put it to death. And that is hard. That hurts. Verse 9, therefore God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. What Paul is saying here is that Jesus was better at this than anybody else. We are never going to be as good at this as Jesus. And this is one of those things where we've talked about, you know, it's like, hey, we're all sinners. We're just all in this. We're just trying to walk this out together. Paul is acknowledging that, yes, that's all true. That is true. We're never going to be as good at this as Jesus. Jesus was so good at humbling himself that God took him and exalted him above everyone else. Jesus didn't do that for himself. But because he went lower, because he humbled himself below every one of his creation, God exalted him to the highest place. Jesus humbled himself and God exalted him. Paul is basically saying, if we will humble ourselves, God will be the one to exalt us. We're never going to do it as good as Jesus, but that is our goal. That is the person we want to emulate, is Jesus. Can we humble ourselves like Jesus did? So yeah, we're going to struggle with that. We're not going to be as good as it is him, but that shouldn't give us cause to say, well, we can't get there, so why try? I'd rather just fulfill my own pleasures through my selfish ambition. No, we humble ourselves. We encourage one another to humble ourselves. And we go low. We go low. I'm not talking about like taking the low road as far as undercutting people. I'm talking about we choose humility for ourselves. We elevate other people above ourselves. And in doing so, instead of trying to elevate ourselves above others, God will do that for us. Sometimes in this life, but most definitely in the next. For the 10-week Bible study, I'm your host, Darren Hibbs, and I can't wait to see you next time.